never thought in 89, 90, 91 that one day there'd be the Barry Switzer Center?
No, I never did think that. I think that happened because of a couple of people. I think it happened because of Donnie Duncan, our athletic director, our board of regents led by an ex-regent, Richard Bell, who the Sarkis Foundation gave several million to make it happen. I had several friends that made sure that it did happen. But that was something that never entered my mind, that I would ever have that facility named after me over there. Since then, I've been well received, and it's because of the great success Oklahoma has enjoyed and because of the coaches and the people that exist and coach here and work here today.
In 2009, you are now one of the most popular men in the state of Oklahoma, next to the governor we have in our state.
Well, I don't know about that. You know, people give me a lot of credit. I worked hard to get Brad Henry elected governor. I did it for an ulterior motive. That was to get Sarkis Foundation to give me a lot of money to buy OU band uniforms and to help do that.
You were elected to the College Football Hall of Fame in 2002. I mean, life got a whole lot better from 89.
Well, it did. I was kept out of it for a long, long time. Finally, they relented and let me in the hall. I knew it would happen someday. If they had not have done that and waited till after my death, my daughter would have never accepted it. She told me she was going to decline the invitation to be inducted in the College Football Hall of Fame.
You have been on television, The Saving Grace. You've acted. You're now on Fox NFL pregame shows.
I've done many radio television for college football. I was offered jobs at ESPN to do color many years ago. I've turned that down. Right now, I dabble a little bit in it, but I'm more of a Sooner fan. I enjoy staying here at home during football season, which I will do this year. I will do many of the bowl games this year. I'm going to do 3 bowl games for Fox. I do various things in business and stay active. Norman is my home. I have 6 grandchildren that live here, 6 in 2 blocks. And in 2 years, I have 4 of them right across the street because my daughter is building a home across the street from where I live. I've got pretty good. I've got 2 in Nashville, Tennessee, 2 grandchildren. I'm very fortunate to have 2 wonderful sons and a wonderful daughter and a wonderful wife, 2 stepchildren that are all successful and good people.
Eunice Kennedy Shriver died last week, August 11th, sister of President John Kennedy, Ted Kennedy, and they had a sister, Rosemary, spent most of her life in an institution because she had mental disabilities, and then she used money from the Kennedy Foundation, started a summer camp, which evolved into the Special Olympics. You've been very active in Special Olympics.
I've spent half my life in Special Olympics. 1973, I was approached by Terry Kerr, a special ed teacher who was director of Special Olympics in Tulsa, Oklahoma. She asked me to be the honorary head coach. For the past 36 years, I have been the honorary head coach. I've been to 4 international games. I've met Eunice Shriver. I've been with the Kennedy family. I've met those games, opening ceremonies many times, winter games, regional games. I've been active fundraisers. I've done many things to support Special Olympics. I have a passion for it. I've helped many charities, but Special Olympics, it's special to me. I spent half my life, 36 years, being involved with that organization. It started in Oklahoma in 1969, 1 year after Eunice Shriver started it in 1968.